Welcome back to Wisdom of the Weight Room, the podcast that takes wisdom from the weight room and brings it to your everyday life. When you're done listening to this week's episode, make sure you hit follow on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening to this. Then hit that download button and then go share it with all your friends. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the show. So you don't drive your Jeep ever?
I mean,
I see it's at the gym sometimes.
I drive it sometimes, but if it's raining, it just sits in the garage.
Oh, so
because it's just like, what the you know, like I wash it. I just washed it this morning, but I don't know, man. Like,
this is just too nice.
I mean, it's not that. It's just I have a piece of shit car for a reason. You know, I have the minivan for a reason.
The daily driver.
Yeah, like why not? It runs fine. And
what's your commute look like? Because you obviously just live across the street for your gym, but like, where else do you drive during the day?
Well, it used to be Iowa Central.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Is school out yet?
Yeah, Iowa Central got done like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, fuck. I didn't realize
that. Yeah. And so it's just, it literally drive across the road. I could walk.
Yeah.
But then I would be I'd get to the gym right at like 6 or 6:01 in the morning. So it's not, I don't know. I could just walk back and forth. I should. Like, what's the point, you know? But then I'd have to get up just a couple minutes earlier.
True.
And then it's annoying. Yeah, so it just works. And I mean, like the minivan, I don't know. Sometimes I do drive the Jeep. If it's nice out, I'll drive. But then it's like I drive through that lane and it's immediately dusty. I usually drive like 3 miles an hour.
I know. That's the problem I'm having now with my car.
Yeah.
I just can't. I hate it. And I want it. So when I was looking at vehicles, I was adamant on getting... I loved my Honda Civic. We should probably tell our audience that too. I just got, a couple weeks ago, totaled my car out.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
Have we even discussed this? I don't
know.
No,
we haven't been on for like a month.
But even privately, I don't think I've told you.
Well, you kind of did. You thought you were going to stop.
Yeah,
sooner
like,
than you did.
I was just like, I think I was, because, dude, I wasn't on my phone. I wasn't like doing anything. Maybe I was spacing out a little bit. I have no idea. But like, all of a sudden, I'm driving, I just like look at the car in front of me. I'm like, this guy's like, is he stopping? And it was a bit abruptly in my eyes. I was like, this guy's stopping a bit abruptly. And I was like, oh, fuck, he is. But because it was tap and go traffic, you know, like you're stopping a little bit, but then you're going like right away. So I was kind of in that mindset, you know, like, okay, like he's slowing down, but he'll probably like keep going. That wasn't the case. Guy's straight up stopped. So I slam on my brakes. And I felt I was hitting those fuckers for at least a solid, like, 3 to 5 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Like, it wasn't like a quick thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking at the car. He stopped. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm pushing my brakes. I'm kind of like, I'm hitting them hard.
Yeah,
I'm like, stop. And I'm like thinking to myself, I'm like, why am I not, like, slowing down?
Yeah.
I didn't think we were driving that fast either. It wasn't like we were going 65 or anything.
Yeah.
I think it was like 35 maybe.
Yeah.
So it wasn't nothing crazy, but like normally you see in like accident car like commercials and shit, like you just, those brakes just stop. My shit didn't do that. I'm like, what the fuck? But yeah, so I rear into this guy and he went off scot-free with his car. Not a scratch. There was like a little plastic piece that got like unhooked. It wasn't even like broken off. It was like this, you just had to like tuck it back in, like pop it back in, like fasten it or whatever.
What kind of car was it that
It was a Chevy Avalanche or Silverado.
Okay.
Not a Silverado. What's the smaller car version? Is that an Avalanche?
Avalanches are the ones that.
Colorado.
Okay.
Chevy Colorado.
Yep.
Yeah, it was one of those. And so it was a bumper to bumper. I'm a little bit lower to the ground than he is. Obviously, he's in a car or truck. But it's not that high compared to, like, if it was, like, a Silverado, like, I probably would have been, like, underneath it. But the crazy thing is, like, it wasn't, like, that hard of a hit either. Like, it was hard enough to put some damage. But the big ticket thing was he had a ball hitch on. And that thing went straight through my radiator, probably into my, like, engine and shit. And that's what did, like, the most of the damage. Because... like, we hit the car, and, like, we didn't even, like, kind of go forward that much. It kind of just, like, happened. So it wasn't, like, a whiplashing type of accident. Airbags went off. And dude,
was there
like
white shit everywhere?
First time I've ever been in an airbag accident. My brother was in the passenger seat. He didn't even hit the airbag because the airbag like comes up out of the dash.
Yeah.
And I think it's to stop you, but like it didn't come at him. It just like went straight up.
Yep.
So he didn't even get impacted by the airbag.
Yeah.
Mine more like hit me than me hitting it. So, you know, like I kind of went forward a little bit, but it like grazed my, it like just like came up in my face. It wasn't like I like flew into it. But yeah, and then I get out, I'm like, oh my fucking God. Like what the, like what the hell? And like you get kind of like sick.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh shit. Especially in that case, like I hit somebody.
Somebody, yeah.
Like it was my fault.
Yeah.
Whether he stopped it abruptly or not, like I, what did I get my ticket for? That's the shitty thing when you get
you got
accident.
A ticket?
They give you a ticket for like not like losing control of your vehicle or something. Yeah, it was like $200 or something like
damn.
That.
Damn.
And I'm like, dude, come on, man. I'm like, I get it, but I also don't get it. Like, why do you have to give someone a ticket when they get in a car accident?
Yeah.
I'm like a bumper to bumper. So I get it, but it's like, isn't the, like, me having, like, my fucked up car and, like, my insurance and all this shit, like, isn't that, like, payback enough? Karma enough? Like, I don't know. But, I like, I understood it, but I was kind of like, what the hell? But the guy I hit was really cool. Like, he was like, oh, yeah. Supposedly, this was in Dubuque, and it's, like, right when you get into town. And normally there's no, or normally there is, like, exits to, like, get into the city and stuff. Uh-huh. Like, any town you go to. Like, if you come to Fort Dodge, like, once you get off the interstate, like, normally you got to take an exit, right? Uh-huh. Nothing like that in Dubuque. It just turns into 35-speed traffic lights. So that was another thing that kind of, like, caught me off guard. Was, like, I wasn't really anticipating going from interstate 65, 70 miles an hour to this.
Uh-huh.
And then looking back, too, because... we'll get to like how I got out of that whole situation in a second, but so my dad, anyways, was coming too and coming to get us, and he even said too, like, there's no like blinking lights, there's no like warning, stop, whatever. But the guy hit, he even said that he's like, yeah, there's accidents at this intersection or this stretch once a week. There's bumper to bumpers on a weekly basis, so he wasn't even like surprised that he got hit. And then funny thing enough, so we go through the whole ordeal of like switching insurance and stuff, cop comes, whatever. The guy, he got off scot-free with no like damage to his car or whatever.
Yeah.
So he's probably gonna collect a check for what, I don't even know what they're going to do with his insurance or what they did. But he got a ticket. I think his registration was expired. I was like, oh man, that sucks.
Oh shit, that's more than yours. That's like $350.
It might have.
It's
might not.
More. It's, dude, it's expensive if your registration is up to date.
Maybe it wasn't. It didn't. I don't think it was.
Really?
Maybe it was something different then. Because it was like $135 for him, and it was like $210 for
my
me.
My registration was off, and I think it was like $300.
Yeah. Maybe it was something else expired.
Okay.
Or maybe it was $350. I just remember the cop saying it's going to be $135 ticket for you, that guy, and then it was like $210 for me. But yeah, that whole ordeal happened. And now let me tell you about renting cars.
Okay.
When's the last time you had to rent a car?
Never. Well, once in Arizona, and they screwed us up. So then it wasn't through insurance though.
Oh.
So like we just rented a car, and then they gave us a car with a flat tire. So then they gave us a car we had a car for a week, and we just played it off. Hey, we were supposed to be at a meeting tonight. This is messing us up. You know, like, what can you do for us? You know, we're in a bind right now, a pickle. They're like, okay, we'll bring somebody to get you. So we weren't too far from the airport in Scottsdale. And they're like, we'll bring a car to you, or did they bring a car to us? I can't remember if they brought the car to us or they brought us back to the airport. They gave us a different car, and they charged us for the whole week $100. So we hit the lottery on that one.
Damn, that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
At least they set you up good. So let me tell you about my experience with this car rental thing, because this was crazy. Supposedly, the whole, like, car...
Yeah, situation.
Situation. What's the term I'm looking for?
Like, with COVID and everything?
Like, the car, like...
Industry?
industry, but like the accessibility of cars. Yeah, like it's there's very just hard. Not a lot of cars yeah. around. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy how even rental car services, like they tried to sell me a car while I was like renting a car. They're like, hey, you want to buy a car? Like whatever. Like we see you. I'm like, why are you guys, I get it, you're trying to make money, but like, if you're in the business of renting cars to people,
yeah.
wouldn't you want your cars to be accessible
yeah.
to rent? Yeah. So that was the whole ordeal was, I call my insurance and I'm getting them set up or whatever, so they're like, all right, we'll set you up with a rental car. And then I go through that whole process. They made the goof of, for some reason, the lady thought I was still in Fort Dodge, like this accident happened there. Mm-hmm. So I get off with their insurance lady on the phone, and then 10 minutes goes by, I get a phone call from the Fort Dodge Enterprise, and they're like, hey, your car's ready, which was like, at that point, was like really cool, because like, oh shit, that's like on the spot, that's awesome. But yeah. I was like, hey, I'm not in Fort Dodge, I'm in Dubuque, so you're gonna have to transfer that to this one. They're like, all right, we'll do that, we'll transfer it. And this is where it gets fucking crazy. So they transfer it, and then we're sitting there, we're still at the scene of the accident. My car gets towed away, and I'm like, all right, what are we going to do? Because they even said, like, Enterprise's whole motto is, we'll pick you up, right? Or yeah. something like that.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there like, all right, waiting for Enterprise to, like, call the Dubuque location. Another, like, 10, 20 minutes goes by, and I'm like, what the hell? So then I ask the officer that's there because he's still there. I'm like, hey, do you want to just give us a ride up the road? Because it's, like, literally, like, 2 blocks away.
Yeah.
From where we hit that car. I was like, they transferred our thing to this Enterprise, so could you just give us a ride there? He's like, yeah, that's fine. So we got a cop car escort to Enterprise. We get there, and I walk in. I'm like, hey, you guys will probably have a transfer. Maybe, I don't know if he got it yet, but I just got in a car accident. I need a rental car to get back on the road. They're like, oh, well, earliest we can get you in is tomorrow afternoon. I'm like, what? I was like, you don't have like
anything?
Yeah, I was like, this is kind of an like this isn't just like, oh, I need a car to need a car. I fucking need a car.
Yeah.
Like I'm stranded in a different city.
Yeah.
And at this point in time, we're thinking because originally we're on this road trip to go to a concert in Chicago. Mm-hmm. That was the whole point of us driving. And at the time of the accident, we still had enough time because it was the same day. Mm-hmm. We drove same day as the concert. So we're like, oh, if we get a rental car, if we get all our shit and like we get everything situated, we should be able to make it in time for the concert. That was kind of our first initial thought.
Yeah.
So when we get to Enterprise and they tell us that, they're like, we're like, no. Even if we didn't have a concert to go to, I think waiting a whole day is a bit outlandish for a rental car. Yeah. For someone in that situation.
Yeah.
Like if you're in dire need of like transportation, like, hey, I live 4 hours from here. It's mm-hmm. not like I can call someone.
Yeah.
And something like that.
Yeah.
I need transportation. I can't taxi. I can't Uber.
Yeah.
And they don't even have those in this town, which is weird. Like Dubuque doesn't have Uber, which I mean, I guess it's not that big, but I would have thought there's at least a couple of them. So anyways, so I just tell them like, All right, just cancel that claim then. I'll figure something out. Maybe we'll call Hertz or something. Because there's like 3 other rental places in town. So I tell them to cancel
it. What was their reasoning for not having a car?
They didn't.
Was there nothing on the lot?
No, or everything was like...
Already booked.
Which, and like, so that was, so there's like my first red flag or my first like big concern on like rental car services. There should be like an oh fuck situation to where like you can just take whoever's car is booked. Like I get it, but pull up your computer. What do people need a rental car for? Like, do they just need it for the day? Or like, fuck that. Like, it sounds pretty shitty, but like, fuck them.
I wonder if they did have that, you know, or like where they had enough cars at one point before this pandemic. Where
maybe they did.
They had the whole car lot.
Maybe they had like two set up to where like these
can't be booked.
These are ready to go for like emergencies.
Yeah.
Maybe. So yeah, who knows? But. Yeah. So that was my anticipation. Like, yeah, they got to have something, you know, for this kind of situation. So they didn't. I was like, you guys got nothing. Like, nope, everything's booked out tomorrow afternoon. So literally 24 hours. Like, we can get you in a car. Like, no can do. So we cancel that claim. I call my insurance agent, And I kind of give him the whole situation because I haven't heard from this guy yet, which I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just the agent, but thought there'd be like some sort of like communication going down. I don't know. So anyways, he's like, all right, I'll get you set up with someone else. They'll kind of get you into. So like it's like the car rental department of American Insurance.
Okay. What do you have? What, this is American Insurance you go through?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that, but okay.
Yeah, American Insurance. So he's supposed to be getting in touch with someone, right?
Is this name is disclosed right now?
Yes. I'm not, we will not give out any information.
Hey, real quick, remember what you're saying. What happens to your car once you get an accident like that? Where'd your Civic go?
All right, so we can get into that. So I get in touch with my insurance agent. He's going to set me up with like the rental department.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, well, that's cool. So he's setting that up. We walk to this gas station. And
your car still...
My car got towed to the tow lot. So what happens is...
What's the tow lot? Like where...
Like a tow company.
Okay.
Like
Yep.
Like we have wherever in this town. Yeah, they just take it to the... Yeah. They take it there. So what happens is... So your car gets towed to the tow lot or whatever. And then your insurance sets up a schedule for someone to take your car from that tow lot to wherever adjusting place they take it.
Yeah.
I think theirs is in Des Moines.
Okay.
They take it to the closest one. So your car gets towed from one tow lot to basically another tow lot. They have an adjuster come and like go through all of it to see if it's like worth totaling or worth fixing. And then from there, obviously, you either get your car gets totaled out or they send it to a shop of your desire to fix it. So that's kind of the whole process.
Yep.
So, yeah, the car's in the tow lot. We're at a gas station. I'm just waiting for a phone call for the next, like, rental car thing. Because my insurance is supposed to be providing that, right? I wait like an hour. I'm like, dude, what the hell? So I call So I call him back after like an hour or whatever. I'm like, hey, man, any word? He's like, oh, yeah, I sent an email out. They should have got it. I'm like, you sent an email?
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you
just call?
Is it that? And I kind of get it. And that's the whole thing with like just the world we live in now. You got to go through so many portals to fucking talk to someone nowadays.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
And that's so same. So with this, I have to go through like three different lines of communication just to get to the person I want to talk to with the insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the same with my bank. Cause I was trying to, they paid off my car after they totaled it. Right. So I'm like trying to talk to the bank, I'm trying to literally just talk to the bank in town. You can't.
Which bank?
Green State.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, dude, why? And there's no numbers. I'm like, what is going on?
I need to get you the in.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Because, like, I...
But isn't that just funny? Like, why? Is. Like,
because there isn't. It's like, wait, 1-800 numbers.
Yeah, so then you got to call an operator. Yeah, yeah. And then they help. I'm but like, dude, I, think, honestly, I just want to talk
I think to someone. There is a number.
You can get extensions, but if you don't own an extension, you're fucked.
But I think there is a number out there. That gives you to that main building now because the other one's closed, you know?
All right. Well, there should be, and it shouldn't be that hard to find because I looked for a while.
Who do you go through? Do you know who you go through there? Like, who have you dealt with? No?
My car loan was set up, like, through the dealership, but it was set up with Green State. I was actually, like, my hub bank was, like, in, like, North Liberty.
Yeah, that's where
like,
it is.
That's what, is our headquarters.
I didn't know if you ever talked to anybody at Green State. Like, no. Okay. No. Because usually, like, what I've done is this is kind of like how it's kind of, I don't know how to explain this. Like, I know a few people. And so, like, that makes
you got the plug.
That makes it a little bit easier. But, like, I don't even, when I go and buy something, I don't go to the dealership and then have everything done. I go to the bank and I talk to the banker or whoever I deal with. Yeah. And I say, hey, I need a loan for this. Is this possible? This is what I need. Perfect. Awesome. Run my credit. Boom. Give me a check. Send my account. Boom. Go. Instead of going the opposite way, which I used to do was go to the place.
Yeah. so
buy it, then I have to go through all this shit.
There's
there.
Caveats to that too, because you would hope your bank is going to give find you like the best interest deal possible.
Honestly, and that's what I've. You're right, because like when I bought this trailer, I was going to go through them at the trailer place, and their interest rate was through the roof.
Yeah, so you got it.
Like,
so you
no
have to,
way,
which kind of sucks because like you don't want your pet credit to get pulled a ton of times.
No, you don't.
But how do you know? Like, that's a shitty thing too. Because let me finish the whole story here. So, anyways, my insurance adjuster sends an email, and I'm like, dude, call someone. But like again, you gotta go through like a bunch of portals. So I ended up having to set up. I tried to set up a rental car for myself just on the phone. So I called Hertz up. I'm like, hey, what's up? I'm like, I got an accident. I can't, like, my insurance is all wonky right now. I need a car. Because at this point, I'm getting frustrated because, like, I need to get that. I'm sitting in a gas station in Dubuque, Iowa for 2 hours. We were at that place for, like, 5 hours. Well, we were at a gas station, and then we walked over to the mall.
Yeah.
But, so then, same thing happened with Hertz is, like, I got set up with the lady. This is kind of a shitty thing. So I'm talking to corporate. The Hertz corporate person, and they're like, all right, we'll set you up. I got a claim. They even said someone was gonna like come and pick me up. So I'm like, okay, this is cool. Another hour goes by, don't hear from anyone. The insurance lady in the rental car department finally gets back to me. She gets in touch with someone at the Hertz department in Dubuque. They don't have cars, they don't have anything. Same thing for like two more days. And I'm fed up. Like, I should have been more pissed than I was, but like, I'm just like, I'm exhausted. I'm like, whatever. Okay, just cancel everything. I'm getting a ride. Like, so I had to call my dad, and he had to drive 4 hours to come get us. Yeah. Which is nuts. So, but when you think about that, man, is like that is like, I don't think that's okay. Like, no. If someone gets in a car, like, so the rental car lady, her name was Marge. She was really cool. She was like actually had my back. I was on a 3-way phone call with the Hertz guy in Dubuque and her, and then me. So it was a 3-way phone call, and he's telling me the whole thing because she was like, why did your corporate office tell my client or whoever, however she described me, that you guys had a car available and he was going to get picked up? She's like, that doesn't seem right. He's like, I know. I don't know why they do that. And it goes back to like, why can't you just fucking talk to someone mm-hmm. at that location? Because mm-hmm. otherwise, because none of that would have happened. If I could have just called the Hertz Dubuque location, and they would have said, hey, we don't have cars, instead of literally waiting 2 hours to hear back from someone. And so Marge is going to bat for me, and she's like getting pissed. I'm like, whoa, okay, go Marge, go Marge. Yeah. I'm like on the phone, like, oh shit. But again, at this point in time, I'm like, whatever, dude. Like, I was like, I appreciate it. I understand. Cause I'm a very sympathetic guy, so I'm like, I get it, you know, like, it wasn't your fault, it was that lady's fault.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let's just like, I'm gonna hang up now, like, just cancel everything. I'm getting a ride. So we ended up doing that, which is nuts. It was a crazy like 12-hour span.
Yeah.
Where was I with the whole? Well, how do you even start this? I got a new car, right?
Yeah.
We're like all over the place.
Your dad came and got you.
Yeah.
Next time you need a ride, just hit me up, man. I'll make things happen. I could.
With what? What do you have done? Like,
I just drove and got you.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I don't care. Like,
but my yeah.
I mean, like, that's.
I looked at it that too. Like, if I had to call someone else, I would have called someone else. But like, it was by this time. So my parents knew about the accident. Mm-hmm. So like, my dad actually like left work because he's like concerned, mm-hmm. and he doesn't know. He's kind of in the same boat. Like, oh, am I gonna have to go pick him up? Like,
yeah,
because I'm 4 hours away.
Yeah.
So like, so he was actually off work.
Mm-hmm.
So him and my mom, like, they're home, they're off work. So I'm sitting there like, you know what? Like, yeah, I guess my dad's gonna, because he's got nothing going on.
Yeah.
So he's like probably the most reliable guy. Mm-hmm. I wasn't like, yeah, if I had to call you, I'm sure you could have cooked something up. But mm-hmm. this was on a Monday. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, you got groups, whatever, yeah. someone else. Like if I would have called Aaron has to go work at like 2 o'clock. So like my dad was like the safest bet. I'm mm-hmm. like, all right, I'm not going to burden him as much because he doesn't really, I mean, it's a burden, but it's not like I got to change everything
now. Yeah.
But I appreciate you saying that.
Mm-hmm.
So they paid out my car. Dude, you got gap insurance on your car?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. So I got basically paid out twice. I hope that's like
legal.
Illegal. So my insurance, because cars, the appreciation on cars is crazy now.
Yeah.
It's nuts, man. Yeah. So yeah, they totaled my car. So I'm upset because I loved my car. The Honda Civic was great. There was just some downsides to it. Oh, yeah. All right. Full circle here, guys. This is why we were talking about this in the first place. After I totaled the Honda Civic, this next go around buying a new car, I'm like, all right, I'm going to try to get certain things I didn't. So, like, get all-wheel drive, get an SUV. And the reason why I didn't want to go black, again, that was the whole reason why we were talking about this. There we go. Because my last car was black, and I hated being, like we talked about at the beginning of this, I hate, like, dust and gravel and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So this go around, I was like, I'm more adamant, like, I'm either going to go white or silver.
Yeah.
Something like that. But everything I found, man, because, like, cars, it's slim pickings out there, especially for something you want. And I realized I'm kind of picky in those regards.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't just drive a car to drive a car.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have to be, like, you can actually look at this car right now. It doesn't have a ton of bells and whistles. Like, it's not, like, the most fanciest thing, the most luxurious thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there's just certain elements that, like, I need.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking at cars, and I couldn't find anything in white and silver that was, like, even close. I found a couple cars up in, like, Minneapolis. I was like, yeah, if I could have, some of them, like, Vroom or whatever, or Carvana, they could deliver, but I didn't want to go that route. So I ended up finding this one. It was perfect, but it's black again. So now we're just still SOL with
dust.
Yeah. And it's funny, people like I haven't like posted anything major on it, like, hey, check out this new car. But I've like posted some things like, oh, like just little teasers or whatever. And everyone's like, you're driving the same car. Like, did you get this, like, did they fix it? Or like, did you just buy the same car?
Yeah.
And it kinda is, like, it isn't, obviously, but like somewhat aesthetically it is.
It's like the front Civic end, on steroids.
Yeah, it's like it is an SUV version of the Civic.
Yeah.
Or it might be an SUV version of the Core. But yeah, it's like, yeah, it's the SUV version of that previous car that
Yeah.
So it does look very similar. Car, which I like too, because I loved the shit out of that Honda Civic, dude. Loved it. That was my favorite car.
Yeah.
And I think it will, even with this car, like, I love it too right now at the moment. But like, I think I'll always have like a soft spot for that Honda Civic.
Yeah.
Because it was the first car that I bought without any influence or any help.
Yeah.
Like, the first couple of cars I had, like, obviously your parent buys you the first car. Yeah. You would hope.
I remember your Lincoln.
Yep. Or they help you out, you know, like, if you're looking, or like they give you like just
input
or they kind of encourage you in one certain way, which is cool.
Dude,
you know,
you've had a lot of cars.
I've had, so it's five.
Yeah, you've had I remember the gray Lincoln. Yep, you had the Lincoln, black.
Black truck, the Ford Explorer, the sports track.
Yeah, and then you had
Shitty SUV. That was the third car, right? And that was like that point, because my mom really pushed me to that. And again, I appreciate her and like in that aspect of how she does that. But at times she is a bit like pushy to like get you to do something.
Yeah.
She's not like manipulative, but like, She's too encouraging.
Yeah.
So she kind of like boosts you up, and then after the fact, you're like, maybe I didn't like that idea.
Yeah.
So she didn't let me like sit on that one.
Mm-hmm.
So ever since that car, I was like, you know what? Next car I get, if I ever have to get one, I'm gonna like do my research. So I just learned from experience. So that's what I did with the Honda Civic first, was like I looked for a shit ton of cars. I looked for what I wanted. I also looked for like what I like thought was like would be cool. I knew with my new business, I was like, I'm going to be driving a lot. So I needed something with good fuel economy. And dude, you can't beat the Civic.
Yeah.
Cannot beat this. It's crazy. I would get like 430 miles on a tank.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
That is, yeah.
Now mine gets like closer to that, but not. So that's a downside.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like anything. You go to find cars, like, you're going to have to give up something to get something.
Exactly.
So I lost a little bit on my fuel economy, but I gained all-wheel drive. Cargo space is a little bit more. The Civic was really great. It was a hatchback. So that was awesome. But yeah, man, I have a soft spot for that Honda Civic.
Mm-hmm.
That was going to be a car too. Like after I had it for what, 2 years? After the first year, I'm like, I'm driving this fucker into the ground. Not like I'm going to treat it like shit, but like I'm going to keep this car forever. Like I had that like in my heart because it was just so like I always looked at it. I made a little Snapchat of this the other day. And I feel the same about this car too, but not as like strong. It's like, you know, when like you look at a car and like after like the newness wears off, like months, even a year after, like if you're like walking away from it and you look back and you're just like, fuck yeah. Or like, damn, like you get like a little bit of like giddiness to it. Yeah. That's when you know you got the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel a way about this one too. I've been like, I'll like look out the window. I'm like, yeah, like just admire. Like when you can admire your own car,
yeah,
that's when you know like you like you pick the right choice.
Yeah.
And that's what I did with the Honda Civic, and that's what I did with this now. But yeah, the buying process was just crazy because I was looking at other cars and like shit, and like I'm a stickler to some things because I text you like some things I was looking at, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, dude, why does every... So I was looking at Jeep Escapes.
Jeep
Compass. Yeah, Escape. Yeah. I don't know where I got that from. And everyone I was looking at, they have like this orange stitching in the seats.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very subtle, but it drove me bonkers.
Yeah.
Like I looked at one a ton online, but I also saw one up close in person. I'm like, I fucking hate that.
Mm-hmm.
And like... Someone was like, why? It's not that big of a deal. I'm like, it's not, but it is. But it also is. It also is. And I don't know what the deal was. They're like, just put seat covers on. But like, you can't because like the steering wheel.
Why would you
it.
Spend money on something like that
just to put
seat covers? Yeah. I get it. Like we talked about this earlier. Like if you're sweating and whatnot or you're dirty, that's a different type of thing. But like to know that you don't have the seat underneath of that seat cover that you want, so you have to cover it immediately.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and just so the whole time I'm like, it took me like 2 weeks to get into this car. Obviously, I think it was more like three, which I guess isn't that long of a car buying process. But I thought it was.
Yeah, I'm too impatient, so
yeah,
I might.
But yeah, that whole experience has been a wild one. But it's just like anything now. Like now I know like, and that was the whole thing when I got in the car accident. Like there was a ton of ways I could have went with it, you know. I could have been very like upset, I could have been very like ashamed, or angry, or a lot of these like emotions that are not good, and I could have experienced it in a very negative outcome, but I didn't, you know. I was at the first I was like just sick to my stomach because, dude, when you get in a car accident, like it's not fun, it's not like a good feeling. It's like very like, especially with me having like anxiety, I'm like, oh, like I want to throw up. Like I'm gonna be sick. Like, it wasn't that bad, but like you do have that just like that icky feeling, right?
Yeah.
But then like you just have to take a step back. So while we're waiting for my dad to come get me after that whole fiasco, like I'm sitting in this shopping mall with my brother. He's like going to buy shoes and stuff, and like so I'm just kind of sitting there.
Yeah.
I took a little picture too, and I kind of made a Instagram post.
I saw that.
And it's just about perspective, you know? It's like your mind will take you wherever you want to go in those certain outcomes or those certain outlooks. Like if you want to be ashamed, you're going to be ashamed. Yeah. It's like, so you kind of have to like talk yourself out of it. And that's a big thing with me is like, I always try to just take a step back or like sit in the moment and like, just feel what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Cause then you kind of like you just start talking yourself out of those feelings, like you can feel anger, but like are you angry or are you angry because you have to be, or are you angry because you are, and then you can tell yourself like I'm only angry because I feel it's like the right emotion to be right now, and I'm not, and then you start looking at like just looking at different outlooks, right? Like, it was very minor car accident. Like, I lost, I basically lost my favorite car. Like I did, you know, but like, what is that in the grand scheme of things? You know, like no one died. Mm. No one got hurt at all. Like there was me and my brother, zero, like no, like, oh, I'm a little achy. My neck hurt. Like nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing like that. I had to eat my concert tickets. I had to eat my hotel fee. which is crazy. Dude, the cancellation fee on that hotel in Chicago was $10 less than the price to rent or to...
What?
Yeah, it was stupid. And I tried to... and so I'm canceling the thing. And again, this is the whole time. Like, I've had like 1,000 phone calls this day. So yeah. I'm just like, I just want to be done with everything.
Yeah.
So I was like, just cancel my shit. Like, I'm not even going to argue. Like, it's stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I shouldn't have to pay $130 when the hotel fee is $140. That makes no sense.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, it's just, you just have to have perspective in that regards. Like, what could it have been? And then I look at it too, is like, I kind of have that like intuition or like that like spiritual type of mindset of like, what did, so my God, the God, the thing that I believe in, what did he like steer me away from? Because again, I could have sat there and been like, this is bull, like I fucking missed like a concert that I was, dude, I was so pumped for this experience. I was like, I just missed out on a awesome experience. I could have been very, I could have a lot of animosity to that. I could have been very angry about that, upset about that. But I look at it and I'm like, what did I miss? Yes, I missed something cool and fun potentially, but maybe I missed something crazy. Like, I'm going to Chicago. Like, maybe my God literally just saved me from a stabbing or a shooting or a mugging you know, like you don't know.
Yeah.
You really don't know. So like if you have that perspective, I believe, I mean, it helped me through it. Like, because I could have been very like depressed about it. I could have been very upset and angry, but I wasn't. I was like, you know what? Like, it's just, it's another experience to put in the bag of experiences. Now I can tell someone like, oh yeah, I got in a car accident. And like, now I have that story.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have had that before. Yeah, sure. I could have had a cool story about going to a concert in Chicago, which, yeah, could have been another cool experience. But it's all about outlook, how you look at it. Because, yeah, I could have, like, I also could have died that same day. Like,
yeah.
I didn't. So there's a lot to be happy about.
For sure.
So, yeah.
For sure. That's good, man. Well, luckily you're okay.
I know, right?
Things could be worse.
Absolutely. So you got a trailer, you said.
Yeah.
And because you're talking about with the dealerships we were talking about with deals and stuff.
Yeah.
What'd you get the trailer for?
gosh. just bought another toy. Why not? I bought a side-by-side. That I don't know when it's going to be here.
Like special order?
Well, you have to. There's nothing like that's on the lot.
Oh, yeah.
It's because it's COVID shit.
Yeah, everything's just crazy. Like,
so it's supposed to be here June shipment is what it says, but yeah, I'm not holding my breath on that. I assume it'll be July. Hopefully not past July, because yeah, that's stupid. But I don't know, man. I gotta tell, I don't know. I was just like, you know what? Why not? I've been thinking about it a little bit, and then finally I was like, you know what? I can do this, I think. I bought the, you know, I put money down on it, and then I'm like, well, how do I get this from point A to point B? You know, I don't have a trailer. Like, that's dumb. So
you're going to need one to transport it, across the state or across town.
Yeah. So
unless you drive it, but sometimes you don't want to drive it. You want to transport it. So I get that.
So yeah, went up to Minnesota yesterday and bought the trailer.
Is it a trailer like
not enclosed?
All
it's all
purpose though.
It's
so you can use it for other things.
Yeah,
or
yeah. It'll be for like the gym too. Yeah. So like if I pick up gym equipment,
that's a good investment.
Yeah. Like it's a
write off.
Business write off. Yeah. I know. I was thinking ahead on that. So bought that, and then the side by side. Hopefully, we'll be here decently. Soon this summer, I don't know.
I know you did. I mean, they're starving kids in Africa.
Oh man, I mean, it's just like, yeah, they're not cheap.
Yeah,
that's the crazy thing.
Inside joke: we might have told this on the podcast, but
probably
Miguel bought a pair of sunglasses one time, and our buddy Montario, shout out. As authentically as he can, we're sitting in the car. Miguel just got out of the store from buying these sunglasses, and Montero goes, "How much were those?" And he says the price, and Montero gives the most authentic, like, "What the fuck?" of all time. He's like, "What, dude, Miguel? Like, what, man? That much?" And he's sitting there pondering. He's like, "Miguel, There's starving kids in Africa, my guy. And you're buying these sunglasses?
Oh, man.
So now every time Miguel makes a funny purchase like that,
man.
We pull that quote out. Yeah. So that's why I just said. But I still think that makes sense. Because are you selling your...
I sold my four-wheeler.
You did sell it.
I sold it in 10 minutes.
Damn.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So, I mean, that's like...
I didn't lose money on it either.
Yeah. So that's like so a...
It was like a thing. Like, I was like, I put it on the night before. I'm like, if this sells that fast, that's crazy. 10 minutes later, this guy's like, I'll give you $2,000 cash tomorrow. I'm like, okay, perfect. Like, sure. Yeah, done deal.
Hell yeah.
And so then I did that, and then that was some of the money I used to put down, and then I had some other money.
What I'm getting at is like you had kind of a singular fun toy.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're upgrading to something more, like you even mentioned it, like more like family-oriented. Like you can have multiple people in the side-by-side.
Yeah.
You can like, you can go out with it. You can have your kids in it. Like it's a fun experience for like the whole family, mm-hmm. not just
one person. Like Calvin, I listen to my kids a lot. probably too much. But I don't know, man. I just feel like if you can do it. Why not? Yeah. Like, why not? It's just going to make me work harder.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, I'm already working my butt off, but I like not to work more hours, but like you get to treat yourself when you work your butt off.
Yeah.
And like, that's what I'm trying to do.
You should too.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like, it's just like.
Why are we working just to like work? Like,
yeah.
Like, let's have fun.
I mean, I want a vacation too. That's on my list. But like right now I can utilize this every day if I want to, you know, I can utilize it in the winter. I can do. Like you said, the whole family can fit in the thing, you know, like, so it's, to me, it's like, why wouldn't I do this? You know, and I'm working towards bigger and better things, you know, like we're going to add on. That's, you know, like we got our estimate back for that. And like, I think it's possible.
Yeah. We'll talk about that in a sec too. I have some questions for you.
Okay. But like, you know, like it's just one of those things where I don't know, I'm not going to wait until I'm 60 to have fun.
Yeah. For sure. Like, you should have.
I'm just going to enjoy life right now because when I'm older, who knows what's going to happen to me.
Yeah.
I'm healthy. We're healthy. Why not do things while you can?
Yeah. I don't see it being like, it could, like, I mean, depends on, like, we just talked about with Outlook. Like, you can look at it however you want. Like, you could say, like, oh, that's a pretty, like, dumb purchase.
Yeah.
Only if you make it dumb, really.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't, like, if you you're like, oh, I'm going to buy this. It's kind of like when people buy a boat.
Yeah.
Boat's great.
Yeah.
You know, it's awesome.
Yeah.
But if you only use it 3 times a year and you're financing a $50,000 boat, that's not that smart of a purchase.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call it a dumb purchase. It's just very unwise.
Yeah.
So, like, if your boat's, if your boat's 50 grand and you only take it out twice, it's like, wow, you went on two $25,000 boat trips.
Yeah.
Probably the same thing with the side-by-side. Like, if you don't take it out enough, eventually it'll look like a silly purchase because it's like, oh, well, like, I'm making a payment on a thing that I don't even use.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of people say about, like, motorcycles and stuff.
Well, I have one.
But the concept is, you ride the shit out of it in the times you can, that is a good investment because you're getting use out of it.
Yeah. Even, okay, let's go the other opposite. You know, like, that's very smart. I'm going to be the dumb person here and say this. If it brings you satisfaction, if it brings you what you want, even because people will knock me for not riding my bike very much, but I love it. It's one of a kind. It's unique as fuck. Nobody else has a bike like mine.
Yep.
Like, if it brings you that type of gratification, satisfaction, sorry. Everything's
going good. Dude, it's been a minute for us both.
Then why not? Yeah. I mean, everybody, it doesn't matter about what other people think about what you're doing. It's like, what, are you happy with it? Because I'm happy with it. Like, who cares, like, if you think it's a bad investment? Who cares if somebody thinks, like, oh, well, that's dumb. When is he going to ride this other machine? You know, like, if you can do it, why not do it?
Yeah.
You know, like, I can knock somebody else because I can't do it. That's what I see a lot. People knock people when they can't do what that person's doing. You know, they don't understand, why would you justify yourself buying that if you're only going to ride it 3 times a year?
Because
I can. Like, I can. I financially can.
Yeah.
And at one point,
maybe not.
But I can. Like, that's what it is. How you work can allow you to justify different things.
Yeah.
You know, like this
and
is
that
what
might
it
help,
is.
And that might help you. Either it might motivate you, or it might like. It might complete you with your like your job and your career. Like, yeah. You know what? It's like, yeah, it's like I have, yeah. I have an outlet. Even if, yeah, maybe I don't use it as much as I should, but I still use it. And I still, it's kind of like how people have like muscle cars or like they have certain hobbies, you know? It's like they collect things. It's like,
why?
What is that a dumb purchase?
Yeah.
Maybe.
But I don't know. You
but
did
from
it.
Like an emotional standpoint, no, it's not.
Yeah. Like, and that's the thing too. Like, if I get like a little bit of downtime, if I'm working all the time, a little bit of downtime to enjoy an hour of fun is fucking worth it.
Absolutely.
If you don't understand that, I don't give a I don't really care. Because you don't have to understand that. That's what I need to understand for myself. And what I know is like, yes, I might do things that people are going to say like, why would you do that? But you don't understand. Like, I'm working towards these things. Like, these are things that I thought were impossible 5 years ago. 5 years ago, it was like, I wish I could have a side-by-side, a four-person. Last year, I wish I could have had, you know, a side-by-side when we were in South Dakota, like, and we had a four-seater, and, like, yeah. I wish, you know, like, but then that's, like, I know, like, in the back of my head, I'm going to make it happen. Like, fuck wishing. Like, excuse me. Like, don't not wish. But, like, but, like, make your things happen. Like, that's what I'm showing myself. Like, I want to work my butt off to enjoy things with the family. Like, I want to have these. I don't know, man. I like nice things.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Like, that's always been you.
I mean, but like, that's just what it is. Like, I'm not a prick. I'm not arrogant about it. Like, I just like nice things. That's who I am. Like, and I've always been that way. But so then it like, okay, so like it pushes me a little bit more.
Yeah.
All right, Miguel, you want a nicer, like, okay, so I had a Jeep. I upgraded to a nicer Jeep. You know, like, I worked towards that. Didn't come overnight. Like, it took me 6 years, which is pretty fast, you could say. But, like, in that 6 years, there was a lot of growth for me. A lot of decisions were being made. A lot of work and thought going into the business that we have now. Like, there's that. And, like, and people will, they just see what you got. They don't see, like, the bigger picture of what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, like the hours and time spent, like that to me is like, yeah, I'm going to work hard to have fun and play hard. Like, and if it's not all the time, that's going to be okay, because at some point I won't have to work as hard. And these toys I have, they'll be ready for me and they'll be paid off and I'll be good to go.
Yeah. It's a funny ordeal when like we say like who, like when you, like you're explaining this right now, right? And like, someone could read it or listen to it and be like, that's like the whole like who cares mentality. I think it's a very solid approach to go about things. Kind of like that book we were talking about No Fucks Given.
Yeah.
As long as you're not like bringing demise to other people.
Yeah.
Or like you're causing conflict with either yourself or other people, then yeah. Who cares?
Who cares?
Because like, everyone's going to have an opinion. Everyone's going to have a say or a thought.
Yeah.
And it's how much life do you have to put into those things? How much emotion? You shouldn't.
Yeah. And like,
especially in the ones that like they don't matter.
No.
Cuz it's like, yeah, like kind of looking at this, like everyone's going to have a different perspective, especially like even me and you, like we're going to like look differently on things.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I think people read into that too much and they feel like if you have a difference of opinion, like whether it's like something political or just something very like basic, like with cars, like Miguel, you like nice cars.
Yeah.
Like your Jeep is like, it's fancy as hell.
Yeah.
And it's just you. It's your taste. It's what you are, you know?
It's me.
Yeah, it's you. And then, like, you look at, like, my SUV. Like, it's nothing, like, to that extent. It's not bad. Like, it's not, like, a beater or anything. Yeah. But, like, it's just different, you know?
Yeah.
And I look at that, like, because so the whole buying process for me, too, was, like, I'm going to, like, I need certain things. Like, I have certain qualities of a car that I want. And I'm gonna like, I'm gonna push for. And people said that to me. It's like, dude, like, who cares if it's like this color? Who cares if it's like not all four wheel drive? It's all wheel drive. Like, who cares? Like, I care, you know? So I have certain qualities that I like. And I also am a stickler with like my price and stuff. And I just have that certain opinion of like, I'm like, so I think, like, I'm not gonna So my parents, actually, they have an expensive car payment. Mm-hmm. And I think that is dumb. Mm-hmm. Like that, like if you're spending X amount of dollars, I'm not going to give out the full, but like a pretty hefty price a month on a car,
yeah,
that my car sitting out here is half, yeah, the price.
Yeah.
Yeah. Literally half the, yeah, price. So I spend half the amount of money as you do on a car.
Yeah.
And both of them do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
From a practicality standpoint.
Yeah.
Right. But why does my opinion have to matter? Like, yeah, if I tell my, like, I'm not going to be that guy's like, you're fucking stupid for, yeah, paying. Like, yeah, I shouldn't do that. Like, no. I can think that. I do, yeah, have that opinion. Like, if someone, yeah, asked me, like, hey, if you want to spend, like, would you spend $1,000 on a car or $500 on a car? No matter what. $500 on a car. Like, what? But what if it's, like, this much? I don't care. Whatever the $5,000,
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
Like, unless it's, like, something crazy. But, like, that's, yeah, just my opinion.
See, like, I do that.
So I'm a stickler of that stuff. But my parents shouldn't take my opinion, yeah, and let, listen, it, like, let it like fester them and like
they
let it bother
do it,
them.
Like let them do it.
Yeah. Like who cares what I think? Yeah. Because it's their money.
Yeah.
It's their car. Mm-hmm. It's what they do with it. They enjoy it. They take the top off the because it's a Jeep, so they take, mm-hmm, the top, yeah, off and like and they deck it out and like so they have fun with it. So that's an emotional outlet for them. It's, yeah, something nice for them. So. Yeah. If they can justify the $900, let them justify it. Like, who gives a fuck what,
yeah,
I think?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, do I think it's stupid to have? I'm not saying it is a $1,000 payment, but like, what if for something like,
yeah,
that extreme of it?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I am not paying. Like, I don't care if the thing fucking wipes my ass. I'm not paying $1,000 for a car. That's just stupid. But, yeah, my opinion can be stupid. Like, you can look,
yeah,
at me,
yeah,
and think, that you only spend $500 on a car and you don't get this and there's a,
yeah,
lot of things you miss out on,
yeah,
that's stupid. You can look at something and think it, you can poke holes at anything,
yeah,
any idea, any thought,
yeah,
like whatever it is. So don't not have an opinion,
yeah,
but don't hold like this hierarchy that like
your
opinion
matters.
Has power to it, because it doesn't.
No
one, no, fucking cares.
Yeah, let me finish on this,
but yeah, go ahead.
I I get crap all the time because I drive the shitty minivan. People are like, why do you have a nice car if you're going to drive that piece of shit? And I'm like, because I don't care. Like, even though I have nice things, that thing gets me from point A to point B.
Exactly.
I don't give a shit. You can look at me and say, if you don't know me, damn, that dude has a piece of shit minivan. Hell yes, I do. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's fine. You don't know me. You also don't know what other things I have.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're so easy to put judgment on people. Like, I always want to be that person that I'll have my nice things, but I'll drive that thing more.
Yeah.
You know, like, make it look, I'm broke, man. Like, I mean, I am, but I'm not, but I am. I don't know. Not where I want to be, but like.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make me who I am. And it doesn't, you don't need to understand why I drive it. I don't care if I look stupid driving a minivan. I don't care. Like, it doesn't, what you think doesn't bother me. I drive the hell out of that thing. I'll drive it anywhere. I don't care. I'll park wherever I want to park. I'll do whatever I want to do with that. It comes in handy for me.
Yeah.
You know, like, so it is what it is. At the end of the day, we shouldn't care. Your opinions are your own opinions. Have them because you can.
Yeah.
But try to understand other people as well to get better perspective.
Yeah. Your opinion shouldn't damage other people's, like, lifestyles and,
yeah,
opinions and things like that. Because, yeah, like, everyone has an opinion. Everyone has a right to opinion. Like,
yeah,
you have a right to think and believe and do whatever. But when you start that, like, throwing that opinion around and thinking it's the hierarchy of an opinion, and,
yeah,
it's, like, the gold rule.
Yeah.
Like, that's silly. That's just so dumb to me.
For sure.
Because at the end of the day, man, like, this is life. You just got to do your thing.
Yep.
Because nothing else matters.
For sure. Well, that's all I got, Brock.
Yeah. Last thing, good. So I want to full circle this one. I'm trying to do better at that. Like, when we bring something up, trying to, like,
yeah, tie it in.
Close the circle. So you brought up, well, yeah, we'll end on, because we got to have some type of weight room,
oh,
say,
yeah,
in this, not,
yeah,
just wisdom. wisdom and weight room.
Yeah.
You got to duel it up. So you brought up your expanding the gym, which is great. And I think we probably touched on that in a couple episodes. But like you're continuously growing. So just give me your perspective on that at this point in time. Because I think like you can probably rewind maybe a couple episodes because we only do like once a month. But rewind a couple episodes. You brought up potentially expanding.
Uh-huh.
But you were like, I don't think that's going to be for a while.
Yeah, I don't know. We're still
but
like.
But now like you're like, we're, now you're in the process like, of like.
Yeah.
You're is, there.
I think
basically.
We are there.
So what's that like?
Well, we just decided a size. Now we're looking at a 50 by 80 by 16. So it's about the same size as our other one, approximately, just wider.
So this is not a secondary location.
Just
it's like
disattached, yeah. But like attached by a hallway.
Yeah. So there's two separate buildings that are
right
going to be attached as one.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it is one facility, but it's like an A and a B.
Yeah. So it'll be turf. That's it.
Is it going to be like a multi
purpose room? Yes.
Like a multi They say that like multi practice facilities. Like mm-hmm. when you look at a sports facility,
yeah.
you got like an all turf.
Yeah,
plane.
Yeah. And it's just
like,
not
it's
as big
that.
As I want it to be, but yes, it'll be like that.
Kind of like that same concept.
Yeah, so we can rent it out is my plan. Like if somebody needs to practice somewhere, they can do that. Or if somebody wants to run a birthday, you know, like we could get
ooh,
a bouncy
nice.
House. It's just indoors.
It's, and it's sectioned off too.
Yeah.
You brought that up when we talked mm-hmm. about it off pod.
Yeah.
That you kind of like it being disattached because
yeah.
you can walk into it
yep.
and like, all right, we're going to do some things in like
yeah.
this side of things.
Yep.
We're like, we'll hit weights, we'll hit squats, whatever here. And then mm-hmm. like when we want to go do agility or like go do other shit, like we can go to this side of
yep.
it. So that's a cool concept.
Yeah.
I like that.
So yeah, we'll do that. Just an open room and we can really do whatever we want to with it. It'll be better for winter. Warm ups, I'm out of the way of the weight room.
Yep.
Like we can run, we can push sleds. All the cardio equipment will go to that side. So then I can open up the area where my machines are. We'll go to the back wall where the bikes
are. So you're basically going to have like a weight area
yep.
and then like conditioning
area.
Yes. Yeah. It'll not to say you can't do things
both.
In both sides,
gets,
but like you have
tight.
Like, a, yeah, dedicated like, hey, like this is where like the weights are and
yep.
all this mumbo jumbo.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, maybe we'll take dumbbells over here one day. Who knows? But
yeah.
like you got weights and then you got more like
mm-hmm.
agility, conditioning,
mm-hmm.
cardio S stuff.
Yes.
So I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Last question and we'll get out of here.
Yep.
So kind of rewinding back to when you like first opened the gym, is it everything you thought it'd be? Or is it different? Is it better? Is it worse? Like,
it's not good
what's
enough.
The whole not good enough?
Not yet. I don't know if it ever will be, man.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we're nowhere. This is just the beginning. I have so many ideas. It's going to happen, but it's just slow. You know, you could say it's fast going, but we're growing faster. But what I want to see and how I want the weight room to actually look is going to be so much different in like,
which I think that's
years.
That's an ongoing process.
Mm-hmm.
That's like an ever evolving, like your ideas change, your perspective change. So then like your thoughts on your gym is going to change,
and,
which you always should have. Like, I think people like you shouldn't pigeonhole yourself into a business idea. And like, you think like that's going to be it forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you don't evolve as a person, as a business, as an entity, you're not going to survive.
Yeah.
Like you have to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
You got to adapt and you got to grow. Cause if you don't, you're dead.
Yeah.
So
for sure.
Cool.
All awesome.
Right. That's it.